Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the blessings of the wilderness. Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 12. I've been using this chapter as a base chapter. In verse 1, "And it appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and a moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." That being clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet speaks to seasons. There's a season for a promotion and a season for a wilderness experience. And if you have turned your flesh over to the Father, allowing Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you into the image of Yeshua, then a wilderness experience is a blessing. It's preparing you for a promotion experience. In verse 2, "And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered." Satan was ready to devour her child, and she brought forth a male child. In verse 6, "And a woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of the Father." So the Father prepares a place for us in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, as I mentioned on the prior two broadcasts, it's just us and the Father. And He can do a work in us. He can chip away at those things that He doesn't like, get them out of our lives, purge us, purify us. And such a wonderful experience. It's just us and the Father. And in verse 13, "And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, and be nourished." So the Father takes care of us in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And also in verse 6, "The earth helped the woman against the dragon." See, in the wilderness, the Father will send people to help us. But initially, it's just us and Him, and He's trying to get some things out of our lives. Again, continuing to conform us into the image of Yeshua. And as we mentioned on our prior two broadcasts, there are certain qualifications, certain blessings that happen in the wilderness. Number one is in Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. And incidentally, you can get this message on my website at henrywalker.org. Deuteronomy 29, verse 5, "He takes care of His people in the wilderness." In verse 7, "Our enemies are defeated by Him in the wilderness." Verse 8, "We get our enemies' possessions as an inheritance in the wilderness." Also in Genesis 16:7, "Angels will minister to us and encourage us in the wilderness." And in 1 Kings 19, verse 11 to 12, "The Father will talk to us with a small, still voice in the wilderness." And verse 15, "He can give us fresh direction in the wilderness." In Psalm 55, verse 6 to 8, "That the wilderness is a place of escape from our enemies." In verse 9, "The Father can confuse our enemies and divide their tongues in the wilderness." In verse 17, "He always hears our cries." And verse 18 and 19, Psalm 55, "He gives His victory in the wilderness." So it's so important to realize that the Father is having His way in the wilderness. And the only one that can help us is Him. And that's just the way He wants it. So any blessings that come out of the wilderness experience can only be traced back to Him. That's the way He wants it. He wants to do a work in us. It's the potter with the clay. Now, this, again, is all based on the assumption that you've turned your flesh over to the Father and allow Him complete access to every part of your life. If not, it's just the devil working on you and working on you. But a wilderness can be a blessing if you are honest with the Father, and He'll get you ready for a promotion. And as I mentioned, some of the pressure that you're feeling in the wilderness is just a preparation for what you're going to see in a promotion level. There's people you're going to help that are being confronted by these spirits, and you're going to feel some of it coming against you, so you can be prepared when you meet these spirits head on in the name of Yeshua by His blood. This is so important. Go with me to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness." So we can minister in a wilderness experience. In the wilderness experience, you may feel some things, that, you know, some demonic warfare. And so as you minister, you'll be even more effective. You'll feel even more concern for the people that you're ministering to when you're in a wilderness experience. Hallelujah. And it's you and the Father. And so that relationship can translate into more effective ministering to people that you do minister to when you're in the wilderness. And then the book of Luke, just turn me to Luke chapter 4. Verse 1, and Yeshua, incidentally, I use Yeshua because that was Jesus' Hebrew name when He was on the earth, Yeshua. And Yeshua being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, verse 14, Yeshua returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and it went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Look what happened to him in that wilderness experience. The devil tried to tempt him. The devil tried to get him out of that wilderness experience and said, hey, you know, you can make the stone into bread. And he answered with the word, with his father's word. And then he showed him all the kingdoms, and you know, you bow down to me, you can have all these kingdoms. And Yeshua fought against him with the word. And he brought him to the pinnacle of a temple. These are all escape things to get him out of that wilderness experience. The devil doesn't want you to be in the wilderness experience with the Father, because he knows the end result. The Father will teach you things. You draw closer to the Father and get more power. Look in verse 14. He got more power. It should have been filled with the Holy Ghost, and now he's got the power of the Spirit. And his fame grew. Look what happened after he came out, too. He went into his hometown. He preached. And they tried to throw him off a cliff. They couldn't do it. Look at the power. Verse 33, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? The Yeshua of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One. You're the Holy One. And Yeshua rebuked him and said, hold thy peace. Come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Look at the power as a result of the wilderness experience. In verse 38, and he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and he besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. See, look at the power as a result of the wilderness experience. This is Yeshua as a man with all the power by the Spirit inside of him. In verse 40, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying and saying, thou art Yeshua, and rebuked them. But they knew that he was Yeshua. He commanded them not to speak, but they knew he was Yeshua. You see, it's so important. You see the results of the wilderness experience. It's just so powerful. When you see it, right in the word here, and how that time with the Father, what happened to Yeshua as a man, this time with the Father. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Again, we're talking about a wilderness experience and the blessings of a wilderness experience. Whatever you're going through on your job, whatever it is, the Father, it's probably maybe you and the people on your job, and they're coming against you, but your Father's right there with you, and he wants to prepare a table right in the midst of your enemies. Allow him to do so. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to fight your own battle. Remember when David came against Goliath, the Father said to him, the battle is mine. In 2 Chronicles 14, here's the situation. Asa was a good king in verse 9. And it came out against them, Sarai the Ethiopian, with a million men. Verse 10, Asa went out against them and set the battle in array. Now, he was in a wilderness experience, but he went right to the Father. And the Father did a work in him. The Father was so pleased by what he said. I'll show you in verse 11. And Asa cried unto the Father and said, Father, it is nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Father, for we rest on you. See, the only person who could help him was the Father. And in the wilderness, the only person who can help you is your Father, your Heavenly Father. For we rest on you, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Father, let not man prevail against you. And so, as a result of what Asa prayed, The father smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Father and before his host, and carried away much spoil. And he smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Father came upon them, and he spoiled all the cities and as much spoil. Look at the victory because of the wilderness experience and how the Father got his attention. And a Father move for him. And a Father move for you. But I want to discuss a couple things before I pray for you. This week I've been mentioning about a message on my website, Divorce and Remarriage. It's a very important message. You have to read it because you may not be in that situation, but you know somebody who is. And there's been so much misconception about the topic. And it answers so many questions. And so many scriptures in there. You have to read my article. go to the Word and go to the Father. You just can't go to people and find their interpretation of what they feel is right. You have to study the Greek words that are involved, what Yeshua said, and so forth. And it's on my website at henrywalker.org called Divorce and Remarriage. The Father wants you to have peace. When you come home, he wants peace at home. And the enemy is just, you know, distorting what the Bible says and having their own opinions. So if you're considering a divorce, you need to read my article at henrywalker.org. And if you are divorced, you really need to read it. Because the enemy is trying to immobilize you in so many ways. So just read that article. And also I mentioned a couple of broadcasts about this doctrine of the kingdom now. You have to be so careful with this doctrine of the kingdom now, because it believes that we as believers will set up a kingdom here before Yeshua comes back. There's no way it's going to happen. It's demonic. And we have dominion over nobody but Satan. And we don't have dominion over people and dominion in the government. We don't have that dominion. And it all goes with name it, claim it, and blab it, grab it, and how we can claim these things. The only thing we can claim with our spoken word is if the Father gives us the desires of our heart in Psalm 37 and gives us the desire, and then we can speak it out. If he wants us to have it, then we can speak it out. But people are setting themselves up as little gods, and it's so dangerous. Be very careful. Avoid that, and be very watchful that it doesn't come out of somebody you may be listening to is preaching. It's so important that you, Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. We need him every second of the day. But let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, put your hands on the radio as a point of contact. Father, I ask you to bless the people. Move on them, Father. I speak healing and deliverance, Father. And if they're going to a wilderness, let them know, Father, as long as they turn everything over to you, that it's a blessing. In the mighty name of Yeshua, I decree miracles. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. So many important messages on there. And also, I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua and how he fulfilled every one of them with the exception of three, which he will fulfill. And also, my book, Noon, talks about the months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, and the things he did in the Word in those months. He wants to repeat them. And you can use that in conjunction with my biblical calendar page on my website. You can find out when each month begins and ends up the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up the year 2020 on both calendars. And in that book, I also talk about the hours of the day and how the things that he did in the Word on those hours of the day he wants to repeat. Such a powerful book. There's an hour when his healing anointing flows more than any other hour. You need to know that. It's so important. And also, I've written a book called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. You have so much comfort from that book. And you can get these books by just at cost. We're just selling them at cost, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send these books to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. And also, remember, this broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. in case you miss it. But you can also go to WCNO.com and click on demand and use the arrow on top and go back to any other broadcast and listen to it. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you make out a check of money or to the New Life Revival. And it's P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. It'll be repeated at the end of the broadcast. Now remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, I love you, and greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled Change Your Words, Change Your Life. words.